You have a reporting center?
Yes, this is the Persian County Sheriff's Department in Lovelock, Nevada.
Yes, sir.
We had a report of a UFO that was in the area of Emily, Nevada.
Okay.
And it was reported to have hovered over the highway at about 500 feet for 10 to 12 minutes, then went over into a mountain range and exploded. People, we have one person that has stopped, and we'll give a witness report. And we have about four or five other people that were talking about it on the CV and several phone calls to this effect. They said they didn't see debris falling.
Okay, do you have a first name?
No, we do not. NHP is handling the party. They are in Winnemucca. They are quite a ways away from us, so we couldn't get the statement from them.
Okay. Do they have an officer we could contact?
I do not know his name, but you might be able to get it from Elko NHP.
Okay.
He should be handling it in Winnemucca.
All right, sir. We sure appreciate the tip.
Uh-huh.
Thank you very much.
Right.
Bye.
Bye.
May I help you?
Yes, ma'am. This is the UFO Reporting Center in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
We understand that you have had something seen or seen to explode in the sky down your way.
Yeah.
Could you give us any information on that?
Okay. Well, most of the reports came to our trooper on CB. He was in the Winnemucca area. It's supposed to be about, let's see, miles west of Winnemucca, Nevada.
Uh-huh.
And it went towards the Star Peak Range, which is south of Interstate 80. The highway patrolman and the Emily deputy rolled out that way and hasn't seen anything, but he does have witnesses, and he's going to take statements for from the truck drivers that seen it, but they haven't found anything. All his report said was that there was an object. Hovering over the interstate about 500 feet, and then it zipped off towards the south and seemed to explode in the sky. He didn't see it himself.
I see.
These were just the reports given to him on CB radio.
I see. Okay. Now, is he operating out of your office?
Yes, uh-huh.
When will he be in? Do you have any idea?
Hold on.
When
is your 29, Uncle? He should be back into town in about 30 or 45 minutes. Who should I have him call?
The UFO Reporting Center.
Uh-huh. Well, could you hold the line just a minute?
Yes.
7256.
Arnold Ranch. A Green Ford pickup, North Dakota, 17 round 869. 17 round 869.
Okay, Mr. Gribble, as soon as he comes in, I'll have him online you, okay?
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye. UFO Reporting Center, good evening.
Yes, this is Austin Highway Patrol.
Oh, yes, sir.
Nevada.
Right.
Supposed to return your calls, is Mr. Gribble?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay, we're interested in what happened down there tonight.
Well, I'll let you know what I have so far. I got a citizens band report from several truck drivers, and I was talking with one specifically. And this incident occurred, I haven't been able to pinpoint it exactly, in the general area. But supposedly several truck drivers going both east and west observed a bright light hovering above the freeway. Approximately, the guy told me about 500 feet.
Okay.
And this bright light was stationary for approximately 10 to 15 seconds, and then it took off horizontally toward the mountain range, ascended above the mountain range, and then exploded. Now, the gentleman told me he's been in the military, familiar with flares, aircraft, helicopters, and things of that that nature. He says it was nothing like that. He couldn't see the object because of the intensity of the light. But he didn't know what it was.
Uh-huh.
And when I got the call, I had just come back from lunch, or just come on the air from lunch, and he was hollering like a Ubangi to some base station here in Winnemucca. And by the time I could get in, he had already gone through town, and I talked to him as long as I could, and then was relaying from the base station back and forth. And of course, I went right out to the area and was talking to other people all the way out who witnessed the, some of them had witnessed the aircraft or whatever it was going toward the mountain, and then the explosion. Some of them did witness just the explosion itself.
Did this man give any estimate as to the altitude that this thing was hovering off of the highway?
He said approximately 500 feet.
Okay.
Now, I've contacted Fallon Naval Air Station, Nevada here. They've reported no aircraft in the area, no aircraft overdue, and we contacted Mountain Home Air Force Base. They have a flight pattern which crosses the area where this sighting was, and they have low-flying aircraft in this area at all times, both day and night.
Yes.
And they reported no overdue aircraft at all.
Okay. Did you get the names of any witnesses?
I've got two witness statements here. I've got a witness statement from a truck driver who just witnessed the flash. Now, I jotted it down for him. He signed it. I'll read you what he says here.
Okay.
On 11-3076 at approximately 6:50 p.m. Oh, wait, excuse me. I got the wrong statement there. Okay, here we go. On 09-3076 at approximately 7 o'clock p.m., I was eastbound out of Lovelock, Nevada, approximately 1 mile south to southeast of Star Peak, observed a bright flash of light that lit up the whole top of the mountain. The first flash was followed by two more flashes of the same intensity. As soon as I was in radio range, I contacted Highway Patrol. Now, he said they weren't three separate flashes. It was like a one big giant flash. It kind of died down, and then two more. I also obtained a statement from a resident here in Winnemucca who said at approximately 6:50 p.m., a low-flying jet aircraft passed close to his home here in Winnemucca when his direction of travel would have taken him close to this UFO sighting, if that's of any help.
Okay.
Now, the driver that did witness this UFO hovering over the freeway, taking off and exploding, I got the company he worked for and a CB handle. He advised me and the Winnemucca base station that was relaying for us that he would be back through Winnemucca sometime next week. He would contact this office and give a complete statement.
Okay, beautiful. Now, is there any chance of our getting hold of a copy of those statements?
Yes, I'll have them here at the office. I can mail them to you or however you'd like. Now, the one question I'd like to ask you is, anyone going to come down and check this out or what, since the military won't own up to any missing aircraft? The sheriff's office in Lovelock is supposedly going to mount a search in the morning to check for aircraft, probably an aerial search, I assume, because it's a pretty rugged mountain there.
Well, right now, of course, as far as inspection or investigation is concerned, we're kind of up in the air until we find out if anything actually hit the mountain.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, we would have to wait and see what the other agency has picked up on that.
Well, what I might suggest is tomorrow afternoon you contact Pershing County Sheriff's Office in Lovelock, Nevada, and they might be able to furnish you with some results of their search or whatever.
They're going to handle that then.
Yeah, according to the deputy I talked to down there, they would probably be going down. Or I don't know for sure. You might double-check. These small agencies are notorious for shelving things.
Right. Okay.
Well,
we sure appreciate this information.
Okay.
And if we come up with anything regarding this identification, why, I'll get back to you and let you know.
Okay, sure. Appreciate it.
Well, we sure thank you for the cooperation.
Okay. And I'll get these two statements I have mailed out to you right away. And when I'm in contact with the other gentleman, obtain his statement, I'll mail that out to you.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
All right, have a good evening.
You bet. Bye.
Bye.